News Talk 1620, WTAW, visiting with Brandon Webb of the Bryan School District. And Brandon, there's a new initiative the district's got going. What's it about?
We're pretty excited. There's a new online tool that's called Let's Talk, and it's really easy for people to find. If they'll just go to bryanisd.org on the right-hand portion of our webpage or any of our campus webpages, they can find that button there. It's a really nice, attractive little icon there. It says Let's Talk. Now, this is really the starting point for us rather than launching a program and saying, okay, that's it, we did a great job. And the start for us is finding this new tool that's a conversation piece with the community. And it does quite a lot for us. If you think of, from the perspective of a parent or a community member, let's say they go to an event and the lights are out in the parking lot, or you know, there's some major potholes that need to be addressed in a school parking lot, or it was a terrific orchestra concert the night before, and they want to pay a compliment about how well that program was executed. It's tough. As a parent myself, it can be a challenge to figure out, well, who do I talk to? Where do I call? And you end up running around and spending a lot of time trying to get your piece of communication to the district so that something can be done with it and the district can get back to you. This tool allows a two-way dialogue between the community that simply clicks on the button on our homepage and goes into a page and then clicks on their topic interest area. So, for example, you could click on communications if you had something that you noticed on the website, or you could click on transportation, for example, if you wanted to engage in a conversation about the bus system. And what that does is the system automatically routes your, what they call a dialogue, it routes your dialogue as a community member or a parent exactly where it's supposed to go. So you don't have to worry about tracking down phone numbers and email addresses and worrying about all of that sort of thing. It also gives us as a district a platform to log that request in, get a response back. Our goal is within 3 school business days, and to make sure that we're doing a good job with our responses, because the person on the other end, the parent, is going to get a feedback survey, and we're going to find out, did they enjoy their experience? Did they have their question answered? So the user has an opportunity to put their contact information in. They can even upload a photo or a file. Let's say you took a picture of the pothole that was in a parking lot. You can upload that to your dialogue or your conversation in this program called Let's Talk. So we're really excited about it. It gives us a tool to delegate these conversations around the district and give them to other staff and say, hey, this is important. This came in. We need to get on a response for this. It gives us a way to track it and to know how we're doing. It doesn't replace email. It will never replace a phone call if you know exactly who you want to talk to. But it's just another avenue that the public can use to get in touch with us. And what we really want to do is to start dialogues. We want to start this conversation and better engage with our community.
Where did the idea come from?
There's a company called K-12 Insight, and this is a product that they offer, the Let's Talk product. And so we've been in conversations with them over about the past, I would say, year or year and a half, for two different reasons. Primarily, the track record of community engagement for school districts can be rocky, and it can be tough to track. It can be tough to know how good a job are you doing engaging with your community. And without a tool to do that and some data to analyze, oh, we've gotten, 25 conversations that have come in the door about the lighting in the parking lot. We know we have an issue there. All of that stuff was very difficult to track in the past. It was done by hand. Receptionists and so on would have to keep logs of what the calls were coming in about, what time, and that sort of thing. And it proved to be a very inefficient system, and we didn't feel like it was a two-way conversation with the community at all. Also, as a part of the new accountability metrics in the state of Texas, we have to gauge how well we're doing engaging with the community. And so this is it really solves two problems for us. It gives us a more efficient way to have a conversation with the community and to delegate these questions that come in exactly where they're supposed to go. And it also gives us a compliance tool to where we can measure how well we're doing, because we're going to have that feedback form. And we're going to know, are we doing a good job getting back to people and getting them the answers that they need?
Remind us again of how to access Let's Talk.
Sure. If you'll visit brianisd.org online, or if you have one of your, say, your child's home campus bookmarked on your computer, you can just go straight to their campus homepage. And on the right portion of the screen, you'll see actually two fairly new icons. One of them is the Let's Talk button. Really simple. Click on that, fill the form out, and you're back on your way with the rest of your day, knowing that we'll get back to you. And the other icon that's there that's right underneath that is our new Bully Reporter tool. So we're very proud of these new initiatives. It's, you know, we're trying to grow and give the public every possible avenue to let their school district know the kind of job that we're doing and let them know what their needs and concerns might be, and also let us know what their compliments might be as well.
Brandon Webb, the Bryan School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.